Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to In the Light of the Quran. All praise is due to Allah. We thank Him for all the blessings that He has given us and for the wisdoms and the light that He has given us in the Quran and we ask Him to help us to benefit from it. And we send peace and blessings upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's light, we will take it from the Surah of Light. The Surah, Suratul Nur, it is the Surah of Light. And there is a lot of light in it, and it, because it talks as well about the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the light of our Creator. And Allah has given us so many instructions in this verse that help us, especially in the Muslim society. Allah talks about here about the importance of decency and respecting the other people's rights. And it shows us that Allah wants from us to be the best society, the best community on earth, the best nation. And Allah wants to teach us how to respect each other, and how to really pay and understand other people's rights, so we do not transgress against them. There are wonderful etiquettes, social etiquettes. They contain a lot of wisdom and a lot of light. We will try to get this light and this wisdom, and inshallah, act upon that, act according to it, abide by that, because these instructions are wonderful. And actually, these instructions are very important today, especially for the youth. We will see, inshallah, as we recite the verses, then talk about their meaning.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تدخلوا بيوتا غير بيوتكم حتى تستأنسوا وتسلموا على أهلها ذلكم خير لكم لعلكم تذكرون فإن لم تجدوا فيها أحدا فلا تدخلوها حتى يؤذن لكم وإن قيل لكم ارجعوا فارجعوا هو أزكى لكم والله بما تعملون عليم ليس عليكم جناح أن تدخلوا بيوتا غير مسكونة فيها متاع لكم والله يعلم ما تبدون وما تكتمون قل للمؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم ويحفظوا فروجهم ذلك أزكى لهم إن الله خبير بما يصنعون وقل للمؤمنات يغضضن من أبصارهن ويحفظن فروجهن ولا يبدين زينتهن إلا ما ظهر منها وليضربن بخمرهن على جيوبهن ولا يبدين زينتهن إلا لبعولتهن أو آباء بعولتهن أو أبناء بعولتهن أو إخوانهن أو بني إخوانهن أو بني أخواتهن أو نسائهن أو ما ملكت أيمانهن أو التابعين غير أولي الإربة من الرجال أو الطفل الذين لم يظهروا على عورات النساء ولا يضربن بأرجلهن ليعلم ما يخفين من زينتهن وتوبوا إلى الله جميعاً أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. Now, After reciting these verses from the Surah of Light, Surah An-Nur, we'll try to see the light that it gives us. And as I said, today's wisdom, today's light is the social, some kind of social instructions that are very important to the preservation of the Muslim community, to the preservation of people's chastity, people's rights. And the problem with the world that we live in today, that they promote what they call liberation and liberty. But actually it is not real liberation. It is about violating other people's rights. We hear so many times, on so many occasions, people say, especially like when they talk about the chastity of women and the covering of women, they say, well, it's my right to uncover myself, to display my body, to display my beauty. It's my beauty, I shouldn't bury it by covering it with the proper hijab in Islam. These are the claims that they have. But actually, the people who speak with this kind of tone or this kind of language, they are very short-sighted. They say, it's my own liberty, it's my freedom to do that. But Allah, once He gives us this light, it increases, it widens, and it broadens our insight. With this light, we can see the reality of this issue. With a great deal of understanding and wisdom. So, we'll see what's the wisdom behind covering. As we come to explaining these verses, the first thing Allah talks about is that He warns the believers. Allah says, O you who believe, do not enter the houses of other people except after you have sought permission. So first you seek permission. Maybe you can call the person, tell him I'm going to visit you, or make an appointment, I'll come to visit you. That's a way. Another way maybe is to come to the house, knock on the door. You cannot enter the house straight away, even if it's the house of your brother, even if it's the house of your sister, because people have their own privacy. And we should preserve their privacy. We should not violate it. So whenever you enter a house or a room or somebody's property, knock on the door or seek permission before you go in. These are the Islamic etiquettes. And we Muslims should be the first ones to abide by these etiquettes. Unfortunately, in some countries, in some Muslim societies, the culture has overcome the Islamic etiquettes. This should not be the case with us. No, we take the Islamic etiquettes, we take the Islamic light from the Quran. Now, this is the first etiquette Allah teaches us. Then Allah says, if you seek permission, this is the best way for you to do. And if you don't find anyone there, even if the door is open, do not enter. It's not your property, it's not your right to enter there. Now, Allah is setting the rules to show other people's rights and the boundaries that we should not go beyond. Then Allah says, if you don't find people there, don't enter, go back to where you came from. Don't violate other people's property, other people's rights. And even if it's said to you, if the person that you are trying to visit apologizes and said, no, I can't. If he says, you can come later, not now, we shouldn't be offended. That's an Islamic etiquette. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمُ ارْجِعُوا فَارْجِعُوا. If it's said to you, return. If it's said to you, we apologize, we cannot host you now. We are very busy, or we cannot open our house for you now, you cannot enter now. There's no harm in that. So many people get offended. They get offended when you tell them, I can't really have you now as a guest. This should not be the case with Islam. We should be satisfied with that. That's fine. If it's said to you, return. If it's said to you, if the people apologize to you, that's fine. I'm happy. They must have an excuse. That's fine. We shouldn't ask about it. Then Allah says, this is better for you. This is better for your hearts. And Allah knows what you do. So these are Islamic etiquettes that are forsaken, unfortunately, in our lands, in our societies as Muslims. So even if I go to someone who says to me, he apologizes, I cannot have you today. I'm very busy, or I have certain circumstances, private circumstances. We accept that without offense, without taking it as an offense. So this should be the Islamic attitude. Then Allah says that, Allah gives the instruction to the believers. He says to Prophet Muhammad, say to the Muslims, the male Muslims, say to the men to lower their gaze, to safeguard their eyes. Do not look at the things that are forbidden for them to see. Do not look at other women, at the aura of other people. And then Allah says, and protect your private parts. Do not fall into fornication and anything that leads to it. Imagine, because what leads actually to fornication is not to restrain your gaze, to give your eyes free play to look at whatever it wants. Look at naked women, look at naked pictures, look at some kind of erotic movies and all that stuff. That is unfortunately becoming very common and widespread among the Muslims. Why? These things will lead to fornication and a lot of evil. And the thing, the reason why Allah is saying that, because Allah wants to preserve our hearts. Fornication and even not lowering our gaze is very evil for the heart. It destroys your heart, destroys your soul, it kills the sincerity inside, it kills the nobility in you. This is why Allah is forbidding us from unrestraining or failing to restrain and restrict our gazes. No, we should control our gaze and protect our private parts from falling into fornication. And Allah says that He is aware of everything we do. Then Allah gives the instructions that the women should cover themselves, and Allah gives details whom they can show some of their beauty to, their fathers, their brothers, their nephews, that's fine. But Allah is pointing to a very important fact, that it's not the right of a woman to show her beauty, show her body, to show her nakedness. No, this should not be the case. Because even some women claim that it's our freedom, it's not your freedom, because you are affecting somebody else. Now when men see the beauty of women, we know what happens to them. And likewise when women see the beauty of men as well, we know what happens to them. It causes a lot of destruction. So when some people claim it's our rights, it's not your rights, because you are affecting somebody, you're harming somebody else, you are violating the rights of somebody else by causing them these feelings that cannot be restrained sometimes, because they need an outlet to this. And there are so many, the Muslim youth suffer from this. And we say to the Muslim women today, protect your chastity and cover your bodies. This is better for your hearts and the hearts of the men and the males in your society. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us benefit from this light and these wisdoms. And until we meet next time with another wisdom, another light from the Quran, I leave you in the care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.